All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Gigashaya.
What's up, everyone?
What's going on, guys? I know everything looks all different now. Chris is basically across the world right now.
Yeah, the government's trying to hunt me down out of a golf grid, so.
Damn, and you had to go to Utah, huh? Mormon City, the Mormon yeah, spot.
Man, holy shit. Quiet.
Like, how is it over there? Like, the people, they're treating you good?
Yeah, they are. Right. I mean, I get a lot of stares, but it's because, I mean, I don't know if it's like a thing, but it's, I'm like one of a few black people in town, so I kind of get it.
Damn. Yeah, so you're kind of like a celebrity then, huh?
Yeah, that's why I can't commit no crimes out here. That already crossed my mind. Like, this ain't Atlanta. This is Atlanta. I could probably get away with some shit, but
no. Like, I think Chris did it.
Like, I think he lives right there.
Did it. Yeah, he has a podcast, and I don't know what they'd be talking about.
We should check on him. We should check him out.
Yeah, but we're back after what, 2 months?
Oh, has it been that long? Oh my god.
Yeah, we barely know how to do the show now.
Yeah, we're like, I feel like I'm riding a bike. I'm trying
like
to
like a baby right now.
Right.
We got let's this. Do the intro, and then we're gonna jump to the first topic.
All right.
All right. If you guys want to get some official Media Hijack T-shirts, me and Chris, we got ours today, of course, for the first day back. You can head over to the MediaHijack.com. Also, if you guys want to join us on Reddit, I don't even know what's going on with Reddit, but we have a Reddit community. I don't know what's going on there, but I think Chris, you're still live on there, right? You still checking out?
I've been on Reddit like in 2-3 days. I haven't checked out our page in a while, I'm not gonna lie.
All right, I'll get back to it. But we still have it there. Also, if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, give us that 5 stars,
please.
All right, let's get into the first topic of the night. I have some pictures too.
Hey.
All right, so the first topic is about a hiker who disappeared after finding a cave near Area 51, where he said he's like a YouTuber, and he recorded like this. At first he discovered the cave, and then he felt like it was vibrating. You know, like he felt like his whole body vibrating. He's like, what kind of fucking cave is this? Yeah. So like after he discovered that cave, he told everybody on YouTube, was like, yeah, I discovered this cave. It's shaped like the letter M. Like, you know, like
Mario,
like on the outside, it looks like the rocks are shaped like an M. Okay. And then, he's telling people, it's like, yeah, if I can find it again, I'll record for everybody so you guys can see it. Mm. Like, so like this dude is actually like the son of he has a video where he says, son of a Area 51 technician. Wait, Judy, could you pull up the picture of the dude? So this dude's name is, Kenny Veach. A 47-year-old hiker and YouTuber who vanished in 2014 after exploring a strange cave near Area 51, which is, you know, the secret base. He claimed that the vibrations was coming from the cave, and he documented his findings on his YouTube channels. And then a lot of the people, they were commenting him to, you know, investigate further.
Right.
But then, like, they had this one comment, which I got the picture. There's, like, that one comment where a guy... He says, no, do not go back there. If you find that cave entrance, don't go in. If you do, you won't get out. And then he commented, he was like, what makes you say that? So this is the last thing he said, like on YouTube before he disappeared.
And he's like,
yeah, the dude, he has like a girlfriend and everything. He told the girlfriend, it's like, hey, I'm going to go to this cave for like 2-3 days. Like, don't worry about me. I'm just going to go make a YouTube video. And long story short, he never came back. And they never found his body.
Of course. The government got him. No,
that cave. The dude's in another reality, dude.
That's something. He got too close. And he says right there. It is wild, too. I was just driving out and from Vegas, driving towards Utah the other day in the middle of the night, coming from like the general area of where Area 51 is at.
Oh, for real?
I don't know why anybody would go out there. There's nothing out there. It's horrifying, especially at night.
It doesn't look fun. Pitch black.
Yeah. It's horrifying to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look fun at all.
You don't even see any animals, which is another strange thing. You see, like, no life.
Damn. So what do the animals that are stranded there eat?
each other, I guess. I don't know. Cacti.
Yeah. So, like, after, like, this dude disappeared, right, there's been a lot of speculation, like, with his girlfriend. His girlfriend was, like, she ended up saying, like, the dude had, like, mental issues. He was, like, depressed. Like, he literally, like, quit his job, like, 2 years earlier so he can, you know, pursue YouTube 100%.
Right.
And they were saying, like, she didn't say it herself, but people were saying he probably committed suicide.
But
like, you know, like out where the cave was at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To me, like with everything that they're saying, how the dude was like a YouTuber, he likes doing all that shit. I don't think he just, I don't know, just committed suicide. And then if he did, why they can't find his body?
Right, you're gonna find something. How can you claim suicide if you can't find a body?
Yeah,
kind of weird.
Like another weird thing about like that story. Like, when he told people he's going to go back to find the cave, right? He made another video where he said he couldn't find the cave. He said it's not even at that spot anymore. So it basically, like, disappeared from what he thought he saw.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's like, I'm going to keep trying, guys. Like, I could have sworn the cave was here, but it's not even at that spot he thought it was. So he kept on looking, and then he found it again because he never came back.
Found it forever.
Canny Beach. Yeah,
he's dumb. That's horrifying. That's why you need to have yourself like a battle buddy. Don't go especially out there in the desert, man. Don't go by yourself.
Yeah. If you're going to go missing with a buddy.
Right. So, yeah, both go missing together.
Right. It's probably in some parallel reality, chilling with some aliens underground. Like, what's that one movie?
Which one?
Where they went, like, to the center of the earth and everything's all big.
Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that the name? I don't know. Might be wrong.
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, so like, it's like it's like the Godzilla, the last Godzilla movie, when it went to where I think they got Kong from. Whereas like when he went down to like close to the center of the Earth, and it's like this whole prehistoric land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. The dude had a throne, right? King Kong had a throne.
I can't remember if he had a throne. He may. I think he did have a throne or something. But everything was
crazy.
Big.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So, yeah, like, long story short, either, like, he committed suicide or they took his ass.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll show you, YouTuber.
It's like, you off limits. Which is funny. Me and my girl was talking about the other day, too. She was asking me about how, because we was driving, like I said, we was leaving Utah. I mean, sorry, leaving Vegas and going back to Utah. And she was asking me, like, hey, like, what happened to those people that that did like the little Naruto run towards Area 51?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, they didn't do it because the government like told them like don't do it. They like sent out call like a lot of warnings telling people don't do it because they don't play, man. You go to Area 51, they'll smoke your ass in a heartbeat. They don't play.
Yeah, like one of the main warnings was that they said like you guys know if you guys come out here like there's really nothing for you guys. Like you guys could literally die in the desert because you know there's no electricity outlets. Nothing. There's nothing. It's like, you guys want to come to the desert and die?
Nothing, man. Drive out there at night, man. You'll see it's like pitch black. It's nothing. Like, you'll be driving on the road at night, and you can't see nothing off the road. It's just like darkness.
Yeah.
And it's, man, don't even go. There ain't nothing out there.
Yeah. I mean, that event, it still happened, but it was like, it wasn't like a lot of people, but they still had the event.
Yeah, I think they, like, set up shop there for a little bit, like, some, like, tiny Coachella-type shit or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they did, like, a little concert, and then they had, like, some guys from coast to coast over there.
Yeah, it was like, a little small group.
It was no chaos, so that was good. Nobody was getting nowhere near Area 51.
I don't know. So, I don't know why people attempt. I remember a couple years ago, this guy, you ever see that video where a guy attempted to get to Area 51? It was, like, last year, the year before, I think. This guy in his pickup truck, he tried to drive through Area 51. Like, as soon as he got through there, they caught up to him and then, like, woof, lit his ass up in that car. And then I guess, and the cops were like, I guess, like, the police or the security they had there was, like, justified. So it was, like, no trial, no nothing. It's like, hey, that's the warning.
Oh.
Y'all know the rules.
Damn. That's crazy. Man.
Well, for his sake, hopefully he found the cave and went to another world because I'm pretty sure if the government caught him, they ain't gonna be nice to him.
They probably just killed him and be like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop just... it. Learn next time in the next lifetime.
Right.
So he's been missing since 2014. And yeah, his girlfriend wrote like this long ass note on the internet talking about, oh yeah, he was dealing with a lot of like mental issues, depression. So a possibility, it is possible that he could have went out there and committed suicide.
Could have been,
Yeah,
or
we can't rule
it's
that
like
out, of course.
no, for real, for real.
He probably committed suicide and then got his ass ate up.
The real shit, or it could be a government cover up, like he committed suicide and then no one asked questions. I'm watching a show right now called Gen V, and it's about this school where it's like training like these kids to become superheroes. But this one kid goes missing, and everyone thinks he committed suicide. But then you find out it's like a cover up. They got all these kids in a basement, and they're doing experiments on them. But you all think they had died. They all think they got died at some point or whatever. At least other students think that person died, but they
It's
would
on
never commit
Netflix.
suicide. Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Oh,
It's called
Prime.
Gen V. Shit, it's good. It's like a cover up, and it's a cover
So,
up show.
Gen V is which generation?
Oh, the reason why it's called Gen V is because it takes place. You ever heard the TV show The Boys? So it's like a spin-off of The Boys, and this V is like basically in their world, the government has this group called Vault Industries, and they're like, hey people, if you want your kids to be the next new superhero like so and so and so and so, sign your kids up for this drug called Vault called Compound V. And so parents like were able to afford it, were injecting their kids with this drug as soon as they was born, and eventually once their powers kicked in, they would be admitted to this school called, I can't remember the name of it, but they would all attend this school. But some of these kids have been going missing at this superhero school-ish, getting experimented on. But one of the kids they're trying to find, a lot of students thought that he committed suicide like years ago. Come to find out, he never did. But he's been trapped in the basement, losing his mind as well.
Damn, that sounds interesting.
A good show,
I might
man.
have
But
to
that's what I
catch
was thinking
that.
of when that's what I was thinking of when you was talking about we were just talking about like maybe it's a cover-up because it seemed like everybody's saying the same story like. Mental health. He had a bad life. Things were good for him, and
Yeah,
he
it
did
looks
off
like
himself.
to me it seemed like he's already changing his life around by doing like the YouTube channel and all that, like,
His best big moves, man.
that's pretty
Quitting a job.
random because I mean, it's not that random, but I don't know. It looked like he really wanted to show people what's in this cave. It's like, hey, I discovered this cave that's vibrating. Let me show you guys. It wouldn't be like, hey, I'm so excited to show you guys. I'm gonna kill myself.
So like was the cave itself like just like shimmering and vibrating and
Yeah, I guess like when he walked in, you could actually feel like,
that frequency, man.
Yeah, it's like a psychedelic trip.
Hey.
Start feeling
Damn.
your third eye, you start shaking and shit. Shaking all that
Damn.
rust.
Man, so
All
he's
that
gone.
dirt off your third eye.
Right?
Yeah, every time, like after a trip, like the center of my forehead will be like pulsing, like sore.
Right here,
Yeah.
you just feel it throbbing.
Could see right through people. I see you tree. You
That's
just literally see like
happening.
trees sucking energy and shit. Yeah, as well. I can see dirt on the walls. I mean, I can see that right now, but I see
But
layers,
it's like
like Photoshop, like layer
you can see it more.
three, dirt three.
Man, well, RIP to that guy, man. I don't know. He might pop up one day, though. Who knows?
Yeah, so like moral of the story, if you find a cave, don't tell nobody. Just go
Especially near Area
missing and
51.
yeah, just go missing and you'll be okay.
Good.
But yeah. That's it for that story. I'm gonna take a quick leak and then I'm gonna let Chris do the next one.
All
We'll
right.
be right back. And we're back with Chris Unholy.
Hola. We are back. All
Hola.
right. Let's talk about a story that we missed as soon as we went on a hiatus. The Mexico alien body that was discovered, quote unquote, discovered.
Man, that shit like broke the internet for a good minute.
I was so pissed when it happened. I was like, damn it. I was like, we just went on hiatus, man. We just missed it. But we got it right here.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
crazy.
So, yeah. So, a guy by the name of Jaime Basuan. He is like a journalist, and he's like this longtime UFO enthusiast type of guy. Back in October, he like in front of like Mexico's Congress, he brought forward like out of nowhere evidence of like mummified alien bodies, like straight up like mummified looking bodies. And internet lost its fucking mind over it. everybody went crazy over the story because when he first presented his evidence to Mexico's Congress, he was saying like, hey, this is gonna be like revolutionary to mankind. This is like the most groundbreaking thing we've ever had when it comes to UFOs. We actually have like a body. And of course, a lot of people came out saying already like straight up trying to debunk it, you know, how to, you know, the internet is. That was the first thing they did.
Yeah. Why did I hear myself? What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, that alien body that they discovered, I actually saw it like way before they even like officially announced it.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed, like, after they discover it, they needed to do a whole bunch of tests on it before they could be like, okay, now we can present it in front of like a Congress or something, you know, to show the official findings of whatever they discovered after all the tests.
Yeah, they did like some carbon dating stuff just to see like how old it was. And I guess like the mummified body was like over 1,000 years old. And then,
and that's facts too. That's not made up. That's,
it's, yeah, that real. Was like real.
It really is old. Like
old. And they said like the DNA they tried to get off of the alien body, it was determined not to be human. Now, to what extent, what is like not human, you know, it varies. Some internet sleuths were saying like, oh, it's like, you know, the bones of like a lima. And the skull of a lima, and it's probably like a lima.
And all basically, like, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you remember, like, how back in the day, like, those dudes were like, those traveling, like, freak shows would go around, like, in the Wild West, and they would, like, have, like, bodies of, like, a monkey and, like, a fish stitched together.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, see, this is a mermaid. A lot of people started saying it was, like, it was supposed to be, like, one of these things. But as far as I know, from what I've seen, no one's ever, like, disproved this, or evidence, I guess, evidence has been brought forward saying that this wasn't real, but. At the end of the day, it's kind of like, who knows? They were saying, like, I guess, like, the bones and, like, the legs. Like, one was, like, a tibia. Another one was, like, a femur on the right leg of the alien. So, like, left was, like, a tibia.
Right.
Right leg was, like, a femur. And it wasn't really making sense, I guess, to some people.
Yeah, like, that's, like, I think that's, like, the most strangest thing about, like, that corpse that they found was, like, the way, like, the legs and everything were like, you know, like, connected. It was. They said it made it impossible for... anything like that to even walk normal, like you can't even walk.
Yeah,
this like
just collapsed. Yeah,
it's like the joints would be like, hey, it's like it's almost like you're born just to be handicapped, like and not even move. But the crazy thing is, it's like, you know how like it's really small, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching on the show Stargate, and they had an episode where like the aliens, it looked just like that, but they're really tiny, just like that, right? But they're like in a, like a space capsule where they can actually. Control like the real aliens that can actually walk normal, but they're controlling them like remotely from like a spacecraft from like far away, but they're controlling like an alien that's like on Earth, but they're controlling like a Gundam basically.
Okay.
And that was on Stargate. It was so crazy.
Damn.
And then he's basically handicapped. He couldn't move. All he can move was his arms, but his legs were like you know, like it's basically useless.
Linguini.
Like. Yeah, like I was like, what the hell? So this little tiny alien is controlling this big ass alien down on whatever planet, you know? And one of the aliens that they were controlling was Thor. The legend of Thor from Ragnarok.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, like, Thor was like an alien entity that was being controlled by a little tiny alien in a space capsule. I thought that was crazy. I was like, what is this?
When I first saw that mummified alien body, I thought of like Men in Black. Remember when they opened up that alien's head?
That's like, what it looks like.
Dude was like shriveled up and dying, but
that's he was exactly all up what in it. Looks like. That's why people couldn't take it serious. They're like, what the hell? Like, what? This, you guys found something and it looks just like the movies?
And maybe what if they were real? Maybe this gravity was too harsh on their legs too, because they like little, man. It's like their bodies are getting crushed by this gravity. That was like
they're not meant
something. I was reading something not too long ago. It was like because people think like if insects were bigger, they would like wipe out all humans. Like if they were like the size of a dog, like ants, for example, would be able to like kill humans. Or if they was like the size of a car, would an ant like be able to dominate Earth? But it's like based off an ant's body. Like their legs would just shatter just because of the gravity, because they're designed to be small, not big.
That makes
sense. Fast and strong as they are. Yeah, so
that makes sense.
Also like, even like with ants don't even have like lungs. They have like these little holes in their back and tubes. And that's how they breathe. But they're only able to do that because they're small. They're too little to have lungs. Because if they had lungs for that size, they would just explode because it's too much air, oxygen going in.
Animal planet ass.
Yeah, right. Ants are crazy, bro. Ants are like the best insects for me.
I've never heard anybody explain anything about ants like in detail like that.
I love ants. They're like the best insects to me.
Remember, I sent you that YouTube channel, Ants Canada, where the guy.
Oh, dude, I was so mad you put me on that because I couldn't stop watching it for like the. I was binge watching it.
I've been watching it. I used to watch it like for the whole week, and I would get so excited because he explained the story so good.
Yeah, it's like a story of like a war.
He had like a spiritual like awakening on one episode where he went to like the rainforest, and then he was looking for like this majestic blue ant that they said is so rare, like you probably wouldn't even find it, you know. And then like throughout his whole journey, like when he went to the rainforest, like he never found like this blue ant until one day at night in the rainforest. It rained like super, super hard, right? He was outside like the house, and then he said he felt like spirits too, like trying to talk to him. He said he felt like the forest spirits were physically like talking to him. He's like, what the hell is going on? Because he's not like a spiritual guy. He's just a guy to make YouTube videos about ants. And then they said like they spoke to him. He's like, he said he wasn't under the influence of anything, sober. And he felt them talking to him, you know, tell him everything's going to be all right and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what else he said. But long story short, like at the end of his trip, right, the next day after that rainforest trip he had,
right,
he saw a little blue ant like running on his little balcony right when he went to take a coffee break. And then he got his camera recorded. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, he didn't try. I'm surprised he didn't try to capture it.
They're like, this the ant you're looking for?
This is it, little blue ant.
Oh, yeah, I was like, that's a wild, pretty wild story.
For real.
Yeah, because it really took a different turn on like this content. He went like straight spiritual mode.
Damn. So I didn't get that far into it. I was just watching all his epic people ants stealing eggs and ants walking into the wrong territory. And
that's
like some gang shit, man. Yeah,
that's some gang shit.
Dude, ants are interesting, man. I love ants, man. I love reading like and watching stuff about them. But
I'd be stepping. I mean, yeah.
No, if I see ant, I'm like, you got it. You got it, God. God. I don't even like killing them.
The big ones die faster because they're too loud.
Big ant feet.
Yeah, I was like, nah, you're too big to be alive right now. Especially if they infiltrated the house. Right? They send those little solo ants, and there's like huge, like a size of like a half dollar.
Send like an ant scout. Remember that video you sent it on like IG? It was like somebody put like a piece of crab meat down. The ant saw it, ran back, told the homies. Then he replaced it with like a rock.
Oh, shit. I don't remember that.
Somebody.
Yeah, that's probably somebody.
I thought you said that to me. Some dude put like a piece of crab meat in the ground. An ant smelled it, like tasted it. It's like, okay, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna get my people. So the ant went back to the colony, and you seem like they all marching back to where the crab meat's at. But he like, as soon as the ant walked away, he replaced it with like a little pebble.
What?
And then when the ant came back, and all the ants came back, he's like, it looked like he's trying to explain to him. Like, I swear, like, there was some meat here. It was just like,
and it was real, right? The whole shit was real.
It's all real. It's all real.
Because, I mean, ants can't act like that, right?
No.
Nobody's like, ant action. Pretend like you didn't see it. Right? Yeah, dogs be doing stuff like that, too. Like, I saw a video where, the owner is trying to train a dog, right? He puts, like, a piece of meat, right? I don't know, maybe it was fish or something. And he leaves the room. And he tells the dog, don't eat it. He leaves room for a long time. But the dog is smart. Like, the dog ate that shit, right? But he knows where he hid the meat, so he went and go found another meat, and he put it back on top, like where it was at. So the owner came back. He was like, "Oh, good dog, eat." So he got two pieces.
Damn.
But it was on camera,
I saw this video this other day. This cat was locked in his room, and it's like some doors have like a lock on like on top.
Yeah.
Of the frame, and it comes down. This cat like climbed the shelf, lifted up the lock, went down, and like unlocked the door and opened up and left.
Jesus.
They're evolving, man.
Cats are smart. I was hearing somebody talk about cats, like in the spirit world. They say cats, like you don't pick the cats. Cats, they pick you.
Oh shit, I believe it. They act like it. They act like that too.
Yeah, it's for like for something. Either you need the cat for something, you know, like if you're going through something, that cat was supposed to be there for you or whatever moment that you're going through.
At that time, I believe that, man.
Yeah, that's why they're like, cats. their standards, like, it's different. It's the reason why they do the shit on their own is because they know about the whole free will thing. They don't need to listen to anybody.
Yeah. Nah, like, they do what they want.
Yeah, they do what they want. Like, they know.
They got worship.
Yeah, Egyptians worship them, you know?
I believe
like,
it.
Sure, you can shit in the house anywhere you want.
Yeah, that's why cats act like that you don't own them, they own you, which kind of makes sense because you do have to feed them and take care of them. It's not the other way around, so it makes sense.
It's like they earned it or something.
Right?
But you don't know why. That's the crazy part.
They know.
Yeah. They tell you when they need affection. Like, you can't. You don't have to give it to them, like, when you want.
They'll come to you if they want it.
Like, all right, I want affection now.
Human, what are you doing? Drop it. Pet me.
Stop everything you're doing. And then they get in front of the TV screen.
Laptops.
Restart your laptop.
Yeah, but don't put a laptop around them. They'll sleep right on top of it.
Yeah, they say, like, cats, they like to mimic, like, their owners. So they said, like, if you're on a laptop a lot, just buy the cat a small laptop. Like a pretend laptop.
Yeah, he's
just like, rolled out of bed with the 100 bits.
They won't know a difference.
And then you see like a picture of a cat just typing on his little fake laptop.
Is he at work? He working from home?
Yeah, I remember like Bob when she used to be working like on her laptop, the cat Sushi, when he was still alive.
Yeah, I remember Sushi, RIP Sushi.
Yeah, he would just step on her laptop like. No, I was like, nah, you're not doing nothing.
What do you mean work?
Sits on the whole fucking keyboard.
And then have the nerve to sleep on it.
Yeah.
Cats will sleep right on it.
Wait, but, what are we talking about?
Anyway, so back with the Mexico alien.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Back to that.
Damn.
Back to the Mexico alien. But yeah, the reason why they're saying, like, okay, the alien probably couldn't be able to walk, whatever, like, the legs were, like, shattered. I was like, what if they were real and the gravity just, like, wrecked their legs, like... Because they're like ants. Like, you know, they can't.
That's very possible, man.
Everybody's built to stand on this gravity. Like if we went to another planet, there's some gravity we wouldn't be able to withstand. We would get pulverized by it. So maybe aliens ain't no different, man.
Yeah. But I like the way you think. Because other people, they would quickly just say, this is fake. And they wouldn't even use no, like, you know, like, thinking of other ways, like, how it could be possible. Or why is it that small, you know?
Oh, that's the easy way out, man. That's the easy way out.
It's too easy. They're not even using their brain a little bit.
You're not even trying to have fun. Come on.
Yeah, you took it to the next level. I've never even heard of anybody say anything like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, the legs are shattered. I'm like, maybe because of gravity can, you know.
Yeah, maybe bodies, like, they're so bougie where they don't even need to walk. Because everything they're doing is like telepathically, you know.
Sure. Maybe, hey, look, maybe it's they got those hover chairs. Power.
Yeah.
Maybe they got those hover chairs like Frieza.
There you know what I'm saying? You
ain't gonna walk around. This is like,
who the hell need to walk, right? Like, if you're like above all that,
advanced society is like
primitive.
It is. It's tiring.
Yeah, it's rough on the body because on top of that gravity, we got to deal with all that weight.
For real.
Imagine being 800 pounds. Goodbye, ankles.
Man, you're done.
Wish you know how to float.
Done.
Yeah.
So the dude, what's that dude's name? Jaime Musana, the guy who brought the claims up, because he's been like on his crusade for years, trying to bring up all this information about these tiny UFOs, these tiny aliens. He's been doing it for like years. I think he's even got like a documentary out too and all that, which I'm thinking about checking that out. What's it called? I gotta look up the name. I just had it up too. It's called Unearthing Nazca: The Complete Story. Because supposedly. Nazca, NAZCA. I haven't got a chance to watch this little documentary he had about it yet, but basically he's supposed to just talk about like how these beings supposedly existed back then around that era of like the Aztec era, I'm assuming. The two that he brought forward in front of the Mexico Congress,
he had
named them because like apparently one of them supposedly had like feet, like had eggs inside of them. One was a female, one was a male. The two that he presented the mummified bodies. Yeah, one was a male and the other one was a female. And the female supposedly had eggs in it. That's what he said when he discovers. Like, they found, like, little eggs inside of her. But he had named them. The female's name is Clara. And the male mummified alien body was called Mauricio. And, and he said, like, everybody's asking questions, like, well, how'd you come across these mummified bodies? And he gave the answer of, well, in due time, I will explain. But as of right now, this is just what I got. Was so he's never told anybody where he got it from.
Was it discovered in Peru?
It was in Peru, but they asked him, like, but I guess people were asking, like, how did you come across these bodies? How did you find? Did you dig them up? Were they given to you? Right, and he won't explain. You know, shit, as far as we know, the aliens might have given him the body. We don't know, but he ain't saying nothing. He's like, I'll tell at appropriate time. My brain was thinking, like, okay, he probably got some kind of contract with him saying, like, okay, whenever they ready, then he has to do it.
Yeah.
He can't say whenever he wants.
So, like for a fact, like, the body, they did the whole DNA testing, and they said they found, like, I don't know, it was 30-40%, like, human, right? And then the rest was, like, unknown.
It was DNA. Unknown DNA that was not human.
See, that's a big facts right there. Like, where people, they're trying to dismiss that, saying, oh, this is, like, a fake thing. But, dude, the DNA, you can't lie on that, you know?
Hey, look, man.
Like, if it's, like, an unknown origin, unknown species, like, and then for a fact, they did the whole carbon testing, and it was dated, like, over 1,000 years old. That's all real stuff.
Old shit.
Either, like, this is, like, the biggest troll, like, they did, like, from back then. Like, let's say back then they made a fake alien, right?
Right.
Just to fuck with people. And then it just went too far.
Yeah, I was into a podcast earlier because I was like, okay, let me make sure. Cause it's been a while since I looked at this story. Because that's what, almost 2 months ago now, damn near? Actually, no, early this month. But anyways, I like did some more research just to get a refresher. And somebody brought up the option of like, hey, like back then, like, you know, since, you know, during ancient times, people had free time. There's like no internet, no TV, no radio, no nothing. And so a lot of times they would build stuff. And the option I was brought forward on the podcast I was listening to was like, what if it's just like a doll that they made? Like, hey, let's make a doll that look like us. And of course, many centuries later, over 1,000 years later, it looks like now we're saying like it's an alien. When back then it was probably like, hey, let's make a doll. So it might be like a case of mistaken identity. So yeah. There's a lot of options being, you know.
Yeah, that could be, of course, that's like a, you know, like you can't really argue with that. Like that could be true too. Yeah. But the only thing about that is the other part of like the DNA, like they didn't, it's unknown origin. So even if they did like make a doll like that, you know, like
what's why the human DNA?
Where did they get the other DNA where they can't even pinpoint, okay, where did this other DNA come from? Because it's not from Earth.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't let exist alone, on Earth. It hasn't been documented.
Let alone human DNA.
Right.
So like what are they building dolls out of human skin? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe like, you know, like when the alien came from like another dimension or a parallel reality, his legs got mangled.
Yeah, he's like, please help me and my pregnant alien wife. And then he died. I don't know. Who knows?
Take my legs out first.
But Ryan Graves, do you know what was I about to say?
Oh no, go ahead.
Ryan Graves, do you remember that guy? He's like the Navy. He's that Navy pilot that caught the UFO on film. He was supposed to be like they. I guess he was supposed to come forward too, and Mexico's Congress to talk about it, and he didn't like feel comfortable with it. He was saying like, in fact, he doesn't even believe the guy who brought this forward, that brought the mummified alien bodies forward. Yeah. The guy, the Navy pilot who saw a UFO, that the main dude, Ryan Graves, who saw the UFO himself.
Wait, he I doesn't think even the name was wrong.
He's one of the pilots, I think. Which one is it?
You're talking about the guy he caught like the TikTok, like he was like a fighter pilot.
Yeah, I think it's like a fighter pilot. Yeah. Ryan Graves, I think his name is. Because he accepted an invitation to like the Mexican Congress. Because I guess they wanted to keep the momentum going for like, you know, the guys like.
Okay, I never heard that name though.
Yeah, Ryan Graves. Because I think we had like several pilots that came out saying like, yeah, well, I saw UFOs and I was a pilot. I think he's the one that was like one of the more popular ones we saw, maybe. I can't remember. It's so many names. But he actually came forward like actually saying like he didn't even believe like the whole alien mummified body, and he thinks that like, hey, because I actually saw a real UFO, this is gonna hurt my credibility to my story because I don't, this story might be fake. So it's kind of like two UFO camps are like bumping heads over this now.
Yeah. To me, like I think it's real. I think whatever they found was real. It was 1,000-year-old. I think nobody in this world fucked with it. Like, if it was fake, it was fucked with 1,000 years ago. You know, but yeah. it's a real thing, you know. Because they found like this other like mummy, right? And they scanned the body and then it looked so damn complicated and everything. But then like out of nowhere, they said it was fake and stuff. I was like, damn.
Shit,
like,
man.
What they doing out there?
Mm-hmm.
I know like the people that know like the real aliens like are here. There's no reason to even prove to people. Because here's the thing. When you prove like to people that aliens are real, what are the people going to do? Like, oh, okay, we believe you. Good job.
See, now everybody's going to believe
you. Yeah, it's like the people that know, like, the aliens are real, like, they, you know, they're on a whole nother mission. They don't need to convince, like, regular people.
Right.
Because it does nothing for them.
It's like, I'm just
regular people just going to sit there and comment, oh, this is fake. This is like, it looks like a Men in Black movie. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 same shit, like... And then the people that know it's real is like, okay, yeah, whatever. Let's move on. Let's keep continuing, you know, whatever we discovered.
Because clearly we need more evidence because our body's not enough.
But I don't think they should get the evidence just to prove to, like, the public eye because the public is, it's like, to me, it's like shit now.
Man, you'll never win.
Yeah, we don't, us as a public, we don't appreciate nothing.
At all.
You know? Like, you can win, like, you can win, like, 10 boxing fights. When you lose one, you're shit now. That's how the public treat you.
That's all it is. All it takes is one.
Yeah, I was one like, what L. the hell? I was like, I thought you guys loved me. Like, I didn't want to get knocked out. Like, what? You guys don't like me no more? Yeah, that's so fucked up.
That came here to lose? all it takes is, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of people just want, like, a lot of people like to watch other people fall and fail.
Yeah.
Which is sad. But yeah, that's it for that alien story. I really ain't got too much on it because it's kind of like,
yeah, like that was an old story, but that was one like we should have been on top of if we were still alive.
Oh, we would that would have been like, oh man, we definitely did that episode already.
Oh yeah, it's like almost like everybody covered that. You know, I heard both sides of the story. Oh, it could be fake, could be real. And then like the dude that was actually like talking about it to the Congress and stuff, like he was known to like hoaxing stuff. So that kind of shit on the credibility of. Already. That whole shit. I was like, okay, why did they put him to do that? Put somebody else.
We get somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I agree. They should have got somebody else more credible.
Well,
to
like if like I'm pretty sure like he's like legit too, but with his background and you know his whole
it's not a good look.
His whole history of what happened.
It's not a good look.
Get somebody else to do it, so they can't
fresh face.
So they can't use that against him, you know, or against the whole discovery of this thing. He might be the wrong person to come out and say, hey, let's talk about this. Like, no, man, you did that hoax, right? Like, how can we trust you?
For real.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back. I got like a scary story.
Ew.
All right, be right back. And we're back. All right, next story. So since it's October, we're going to talk about like some spooky stuff. All right, so there's this painting called Woman in the Rain. It was they said it's a cursed painting by a Ukrainian artist who painted this painting like a long time ago. I think she painted this painting like in 1996 or something. And then she named it Woman in the Rain. It's depicting a sad, pale woman in a strange black headdress standing in the rain. So this painting caused a strange phenomenon in homes of buyers, like leading to its return. So this painting that when she's was painting it, she said she felt like, you know, like goosebumps and stuff. It's almost like she saw the image before she even painted. Like, she was almost like guided to paint like this image. I wish I should have got this picture, my bad. But the picture looked like a goat lady with like hair, like a goat head. Like, it looks fucking weird, dude. It looks like a spirit in another world. So, like, she started selling this painting on the internet, and then every time like people bought it, they would experience like a lot of like strange shit that would happen around the house, and then they would say like, "Oh, I think this painting is, you know, giving it bad luck," like that. You know, like people would hear like noises in the house, walls banging, and then like, you know what? This house was normal until I bought this painting, so let me just return this painting.
Let me find my receipt.
Yeah, they would return the painting to her. She's like, "Damn. I guess I got to put it back for sale." She sells it again, and she sells it to a woman, and then the woman she receives it. She's like, what the fuck is this? Like, why is my house so damn weird now? Excuse me. So then, like, the woman, she ended up returning it. And then she sailed it to, like, another man, right? Mm-hmm. And he was experiencing all this weird shit, like, in the house. And he was like, he was like, hold on. Like, is something wrong with, like, this painting? Like, why, like, you know, like, they couldn't sleep. They would have weird-ass dreams. They would get, like, sleep paralysis and stuff like that. Uh-oh. And then, like, he was telling her, he was like, you know what? I want to return the painting, but you don't even have to pay me back. Like, I just want to give it back to you. Because he felt that strange about it, you know? So that's when the lady realized, like, you know what? I think this painting is cursed. Because all those three buyers, like, they didn't know nothing about the painting or nothing. But they all returned to her with a weird story saying, hey, something's wrong with this. Like, I'm experiencing a lot of weird stuff happening. So that's when she was like, oh, shit, maybe something is wrong with this painting. Because when she did paint it back, like, in 96, she was experiencing, like, some weird, like entity, like, you know, kind of, like, forcing her to paint, like, something that was just, like, in her mind. But it's not really, like, her style, you know?
So it's almost like she was possessed.
Yeah. So, like, the last known article about the painting was, like, in the mid, like, 2000s, where she sold it for, like, $500. And nobody even know where the painting is at now. Because I think, like, it caught wind that this was, like, a legit cursed painting from a Ukrainian artist. So they probably, like, selling it, like, reselling it as, like, a cursed painting.
Damn.
And, you know, people, a lot of people are into that shit.
Hell yeah. People always want that shit.
Yeah, like, you ever heard, like, rich people. Yeah, or people that just like weird, like, creepy shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you ever heard the debug box? How you say it? Debug? It's called, like, a debug box. Dybbuk box or some shit. It's like this thing. I think it's like originated, like, in Israel, where they create, like, a box, and then it's like whatever they put stuff in there, but it's all, like, stuff that's, like, really, like, spiritually connected with, like, other shit, like, weird stuff, right? And then they will put it in a box. They lock it up in a box. Like, let's say it's, like, a haunted doll. They will put it in a box, and then they will put wax all around it. And then, you know, whoever opens that box is going to receive all the curses.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, so, like, they have, like, a bunch of YouTube channels where they have people, like, unboxing, like Dybbuk boxes.
Yeah.
Where they would just buy, like, on eBay or on the dark web. And then they would order it, and then they send them the box, and then they would do the openings on, like, on eBay and on YouTube. I remember, like, this guy, he got, like, they sent him, like, live fish, right? But they sent him, like, piranhas.
Why?
They sent him, like, piranhas and stuff, but it was, like, in blue water so that it can breathe for a long time. They're like, right. You know, it's illegal to send piranhas. But they sent him, like, a... Jesus Christ, Proton.
But, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's... She's doing new stuff.
I can hear.
But they also sent, like, a USB drive, right, with the video on it. And they said, like, the video, it almost showed, like little kids being, like, decapitated and stuff.
Oh.
And, like, being burned. And then like, they had, like, a piece of clothing, like, in, like, a kid's backpack. It had blood all over it. They're like, what the fuck is this? They probably received, like, evidence from, like, a crime scene, dude.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got some murder shit, man.
Yeah, that's it's creepy. And with this whole cursed painting thing, it reminds me of, like, the Dybbuk box. Where people, they curse items, and then they just keep it locked up in a box.
Man, that's when you send in, there's a show called Warehouse Something. I can't remember
the name. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where they go, like, around 21, and, like,
24.
Yeah, some shit. And they go around and cut
ancient, like, items. Yeah.
Yeah, like, their job is, like, go around the world and cut, like, cursed items, and they all shove them into, like, a warehouse. But every episode is, like a cursed pin, or, like, a pin. Just, like, a pin will be cursed or something like that. And they got to track down the cursed object.
Yeah,
and
I remember that. That was
bring
cool.
It was a good show.
It's a cool show. But, yeah, that painting is long gone, probably in the hands of, like, somebody who is famous, like Drake or something.
Drake got up in his living room.
So, oh yeah, I got this cursed painting from a Ukrainian artist in 1996.
$500.
Gotta comes with a succubus attached to it. That's the one that rapes people.
Yeah.
Well, it's a succubus, like the female, right? And then the incubus is the male. Or is it both the other way around?
Succubus is female. Incubus
is the male, right?
It'll be the male, yeah. The succubus is definitely female.
Yeah. I think the incubus got me last year or something. I can't tell the story again because it's kind of nasty.
Oh, God.
But it still hurts.
Oh, save that for Halloween.
Still hurts. So. I woke up, I was like, hey, why is it burning? What? This real? I was like, is this real life? It's crazy.
Does everything hurt?
I was like, I'm not going to tell nobody about this. And then you fast forward like 3-4 months. I was like, Chris, man, dude. I think they did me one time. All right, moving on. Chris, you got another story?
Yeah, hold on. I got
Wait, you want to talk about that data leak?
Do the data leak. That's the new one. That's a good one. Yeah, do the data leak.
All right, so like I don't know the details, but I found out recently that there has been a data leak for 23andMe, which is the DNA company where you could send your DNA and then they tell you, you know, the origins of your blood, how far your blood stretch and stuff. All right, so like word on the street is that this has been leaked, and people are now buying people's like DNA or whatever the information on their DNA on the dark web. So I think it was like 100 or 1,000 people's DNA for $1,000 or some shit like that.
What?
Or if you want 500,000 people's different DNA, you got to pay 100,000. That's called the enterprise pack and stuff.
The deluxe package.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. Like, if there's a demand for people to buy different people's DNA, what exactly are they doing with that information? Because not a normal person needs nothing about that. It's more people that actually knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, especially with some DNA. Most people don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, so you would think companies are buying this information.
I think so. Here's
my theory about what's going on. I think it was a self-sabotage. I never even think they never wanted to hold the information like that. They actually wanted to give it away. So they did a purposely. They purposely sabotaged themselves for a purposely data leak. Mm. So the people that actually can get it illegally, they can get on the dark web.
If you know the right people, man.
Right.
I feel like this happened before. I don't know if this happened before or everybody just figured this would happen eventually. Somebody would get a hold of all that DNA information. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but
we talked about it. But yeah, I'm thinking it could be a self-sabotage, but on purpose, you know, because they don't want to get in trouble too. They actually want to sell that DNA information, but they can't, they can't do that, of course. But if the loophole is if they get data leaked, right? If they should get hacked, that's the loophole. Mm. Now we can get away. Now we can't get in trouble as a private company.
Oh no, they robbed us.
It's like that. What are we gonna do? The whole data's been leaked out.
Set it up the whole time.
Oh no. Oh, now the dark web is telling it.
Oops, sorry guys. Oh, so you can't reimburse us, people.
CRISPR, we got data leak and they're selling our stuff on the dark web in this link right here. And it's actually dumb selling it.
Right? data seller. I don't buy it. How you lose track of all that
CRISPR
shit?
Oh, God. Oh, shit. That many people have Atlantis blood?
That's literally that's literally a genetic blood. It's Atlantis blood.
How many people got Atlantis blood? Atlantean blood?
Oops, we lost it.
Yeah, because it reminds me of the Atlantis movie, the Disney one, where only the people with Atlantis blood can operate the vehicles. Shit. And then I was thinking about the spaceships that they catch, right? And they're like, we don't even know how this spaceship works. And I was thinking, I was like, dude, maybe it only works with people with the bloodline, right? Because in the Disney movie, Atlantis, they had that whole bloodline and they were running in those motorcycles.
Yeah, it's like how they sort of make guns now to where, like, with guns, where it's like, it's only going to be operated by the owner's fingerprints. It's only, like, it's going to belong to you. It's like that,
Yep. So I'm thinking, like, maybe they got a hold of, like, a lot of, like, you know, like, spacecraft to where they cannot operate because they need, like, a special type of, I don't know, human DNA.
Yeah.
So maybe that's when they came up with the company 23andMe. Make it fun, right, for everybody to know, like, where exactly where your bloodline came from. But then, like, the darker side of it, they're actually looking for particular bloodlines to do something. Right.
It's like, you ever see that movie Unbreakable with, like, Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson?
Shyamalan?
Yeah. And Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shyamalan. Yeah, Shyamalan movie. Shyamalan. And Samuel Jackson plays that dude with the brittle bones and da da da. You know, he's like, I was born with these brittle bones. Like, he falls on steps, his whole body shatters like glass. Mm. And in the movie, because he has this huge like bone disease to himself, he believes there's somebody on the opposite end of the spectrum who is unbreakable. And so, spoiler alert for whoever hasn't seen this 23-year-old movie, but he talks about how basically Samuel Jackson winds up becoming like a terrorist. Blows up planes, cruise ships, trains, and he's like, somewhere out there, there's someone the opposite of me who is unbreakable. Mm. I just have to find that one person. So he just basically organizes all these terroristic attacks just to find the one sole survivor and be like, that's him. That's the person I'm looking for, the one that survived. Something that everybody else died in. And that's why I see like the whole thing with the whole 23andMe thing. It's like, yeah, they harvested all this blood and DNA and all this stuff from people. Well, not deep blood, but this DNA from all these people. But they just need to find, like, that one.
Mm.
That one DNA. So it's not like everybody's, like, maybe 100 people out of all the million people that probably used it. I think it's, like, I'm almost thinking it's probably like that. Like, we just need to find the 100 people. Because everybody's going to be, like, Atlantean blood. It's going to be, like, maybe a few dozen, maybe 100.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's like, hey, how about we set up a program where people can just be willingly, because I'm pretty sure don't nobody read none of them damn them agreements and shit when they do the 23andMe, 21andMe, whatever the hell it
like
is.
How much information like they're allowing them to get?
Yeah, they're giving up to them. Yeah, they're like, how much information are you giving up to them over? It's probably more than just your cotton swab. You know?
Yeah, it's just like TikTok with their agreement. Like, how much information are they taking from your phone?
Man,
like, are you allowing us to have access to you doing other stuff on other apps?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
he's okay with this user agreement. You check yes. So
yeah, like if you actually read
all your rights.
I remember when Joe Rogan was reading, he was like, "Holy shit!" Like they literally telling you, like they have access to your phone, like literally.
They're not hiding it either.
Yeah, they're not hiding it. I'm pretty sure. Like if you, this is why. Like with Apple, like they have all this new stuff where if you don't allow like camera access, you don't allow like all photo access. Mm-hmm. It's just recent, like maybe like a few years now where they started implementing that in like every app developer where the protocol is like when you develop an app, you have to use those guidelines in your app because you can't just say like, or you can't just like, you know, like do all that stuff and not tell them you're having access to the camera. You got to give them the option like, okay, we're having... You have to allow access to your camera or allow access to all your photos because they know photos, like before all
camera
that
camera location.
Yeah, because before like all that, before like Apple caught wind of like what these app developers were doing, they're like, holy shit, like these app developers are, how much information or data did they collect that whole time before like Apple caught wind of it and be like, all right, we have to set the like put the little speed bump here. And be like, all right, you guys gotta, you know, add all this new stuff to where you have to tell them, like, if they allow you to do it.
After you got
all that shit already.
Shit. Okay, well, then we'll put these speed bumps in the way for us after the fact.
Yeah, like, Apple's like, oh, shit, they did a lot of damage, but let's try to control it a little bit.
Man, some damage control.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's pretend.
Yeah, and then like TikTok, they took it next level. I think they have full control of everything. They even know your bowel movements and everything. Like, oh, Chris likes to take a dump at 4:27 p.m. Counting 5, 4, 3, and there it is.
And he's up.
They know everything. They know like they know the food you like.
And he just ran out of toilet paper, and now he's stuck. Like, they know everything.
And man, the thread on his tire is low.
Right.
Like, we know everything. We know about your car too. That's so crazy. All right, I got to take a quick break, then we'll come back.
All right.
And we're back. All right, Chris, you got a story?
Yeah, let's talk about this. This is one of the stories I heard last week. Why am I scrolling the other way? It says UK school gets AI chatbot as its principal head teacher.
A UK school?
Yeah.
Ukrainian?
Yeah. UK, the United Kingdom.
Oh, United Kingdom. Okay.
Yeah, so so they actually just started implementing a UK school is actually just implementing like an AI chatbot as its principal head teacher. While I'm saying like the school headmaster told that the AI chatbot, his name Abigail, has been developed with an abundance of knowledge in machine learning and educational management and ability to process huge collections of data. The dude that's the headmaster of school's name's Tom Rogerson. He basically was he's the headmaster of the school in the UK, and basically he's saying like, hey, this new AI program we're implementing into the school is not to help, like, it's not to replace teachers for now. And he didn't say that part. That's what I'm saying. But he's saying like, for now, like, because eventually I think it's going to go in that direction. But he's saying like, this is supposed to be like an assistant tool to help us deal with the abundance of teachers, and this AI tool is supposed to help us like guide us how to like create like a tighter learning and educational system, and AI bots basically gonna help them give them guidelines on how to deal with what should they, like, not so much of what they should teach, but with all this data and stuff, like, okay, let's kind of break it down to what kids need to learn this, what kids learn that, and also the AI bot is going to help them deal with kids with ADHD. So it's supposed to cover like a whole spectrum of stuff. It says the headmaster told that he's using AI bot, like I said, to help students and to help support staff and students with ADHD with writing and also writing school policies as well too. Because I don't know if it's like a teacher shortage around the world or whatever, but that a lot of schools seem like they're just getting beat up right now, and they need AI assistance now to help give them guidelines with how to deal with kids and whatnot.
I would think they need a lot of assistance as far as like teaching these damn kids, because you know these kids they're so distracted with all the little technology in their pocket. So I think the teachers need all the help they can, and I'm pro AI for that.
I'm all for it.
I say, hey, if they need an AI principal, run it.
I'm for it until
you
like
can't even be tardy because the what? You think the AI is gonna feel sympathy for you because you're shitting your pants?
AI's gonna like wipe them out, wipe them all out.
Bob says, "Welcome back, Chris. I can see the white in your beard."
Oh right, it's like this shit kicks out of nowhere. I must have been stressing out, man.
You got your chat up, Chris?
Can you hear me?
No, you got your chat, your Twitch chat.
My chat. No, yeah.
He says there's a shortage. Them kids bad as hell. Yeah, Bob knows. Bob has two badass kids. Yeah, I said it. No, Bob got good kids. I don't know about Jar though.
So they can't even say anything without getting fired.
Yeah, Jar is built different.
These kids be man, look. The kids be.
Jay's built kind of different too. Like I don't think he cares about anything.
He's like whatever.
Like if a kidnap truck was to kidnap him, like Jace would actually be in the kidnap truck before they try to kidnap him. And they'll probably tell him to leave too.
He's like, where are we going?
They're like, no, you gotta get out, big kid.
It's too big. Too big. We want something smaller.
Or told you you're gonna kidnap me.
why don't you want me?
Yeah, Judy in the background. She's producing the show now. She's gonna control everything.
Yeah.
She does all the camera change.
Honestly, we've needed this for years, to be honest.
Yeah, we needed that the intern that would do everything for free, you know?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm paying Judy, like, how am I paying you? Like, high fives?
Yep. Beer.
Paying her with high fives and beer.
That's enough. That should be enough. Yeah, so the headmaster, like, said, like, yeah, this AI is supposed to be helping out. This AI called Abigail.
Abigail.
That sounds like some kind of stern teacher. Has been developed with an abundance of knowledge in machines, learning, and educational management with an ability to process huge data. Says sometimes, and this is what he said, sometimes having someone or something there to help you is very calming, a calming influence. It's nice to think that someone who is unbelievably well trained is there to help you make decisions. He also talks about too, like when he's like being headmaster and stuff, he doesn't have the answers to everything. He can't figure everything out, and it's good to have like to get help and not have to wait for help. Yeah. And you got this AI on standby, basically, like, and it's designed like almost very specifically as AI chatbot. Is there on standby, ready to like help you out with anything dealing with kids? He also emphasized that this move is not in any way undermining human judgment. He said, "It doesn't mean you don't ever need to seek counsel from humans. Of course you do. It is very calming and reassuring knowing that you don't have to call anybody up, bother someone, or you don't have to wait around for an answer." Says the headmaster also wound up saying that the AI bots can be issuing instructions to the rest of the staffs for various issues and helping children with special needs. So, because you know, dealing with kids with special needs is it's very difficult, and people can lose their patience over it. Right, and so Abigail, right. This AI chatbot's gonna be like, "Hey, this is what you need to do to deal with this kid. What is a kid's special need? My AI brain's gonna break down how to take care of this kid that you may not be."
I think like the special need kids, they would always need a real person on standby.
Real shit.
At all times. Because they, keyword special, right? Like they all have, individually, they all have like special, like disabilities.
Yeah.
So like,
and everything's unique.
You're going to reprogram a bot to like work with Billy Waters and, you know, his diabetic and, you know, he doesn't like touching fabric. He freaks out. You know, like, what are you going to teach? How do you program a robot like that? You just tell a person like, "Hey, don't let him touch any clothes."
And that's it.
That boy freaks out. You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like the special need kids, like they don't need like AI. They just need like a real person.
Yeah, with the AI, that's where the AI is going to come in. It's like, I guess you're like, if you're a teacher that has to deal with a kid with special needs, the AI is going to be able to assist the teacher. Because AI is going to be like, "Hey, what's this kid have? Autism?"
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. That works.
Because dealing with kids with special needs, I've never really been in that situation. But I imagine it's difficult because every special need is like a case-by-case situation.
Right.
So some kids may have a special need for this, but like another kid that may have autism, maybe like a specific need for this. But the AI bot, once you break it down to them, it'd be like, Abigail will be able to tell you like, "Okay, what's this kid's special need? Computing. This is what you do. This is how you need to approach the situation." So it's more like an AI teacher assistant than it is a headmaster.
Yeah,
you remember like how you used to have like teacher assistants back in the day? That one teacher that just sit in the corner and just be like, just be there.
Yeah, and they'd be hot too. I mean,
And it's always hot. It's always like that teacher assistant was always hot. I never understood that. But
yeah, that's just word on the street. But I think like AI assisting, like not only like with teachers, but like with doctors too. Because there's a study that they did, or they did like a test, right? Where they gave all these notes on these patients, like issues that they were having, their symptoms that they explained to doctors, right? And they were they're giving it all the information to a doctor, and then they gave all the information to like ChatGPT, and let's see if we can find like the problem a lot faster. And then like 90% like ChatGPT like found like the correct like diagnosis like for the patient, like real quick, just from like the notes that they gave. So yeah, I think like it's in the future. I mean, even now, I think like AI is gonna help a lot, like with the medical field, as far as them like diagnosing like patients. Instead of the doctors trying to wing it or them just trying to look it up themselves. I think with ChatGPT or like or whatever artificial intelligence program that they're using, it's gonna help a lot, like with them diagnosing like their patient a lot faster, trying to figure out the problem faster, and then, you know, they get to the bottom of it without guessing too much.
Right. Yeah, I would assume they would be able to help out fast too, because you have like somebody like, say, who are like neurosurgeons and who are like, I'll give you an example, like this dude named his name's Ben something. He's kind of a dumbass, but he's like a very like one of the best neurosurgeons in the world.
Damn.
And black guy, very very intelligent neurosurgeon, and he is able to do neurosurgery in ways that's almost like magic. Like he's like a wizard with it. But thing is though, people ever talk about how did he get to this point. It's all like trial and error. How many people died underneath his knife doing these experiments and trying to figure out how to be the best neurosurgeon he could be? The AI bot could probably just cut all that middle part out, but like, "Look, you ain't gotta do no test. I'll let you know. No trial and error. We'll make you the best neurosurgeon you can be from scratch."
Yeah, I think that's how like most of like the new like discoveries that they make like in the medical world. It's like a doctor that's like been doing like this underground shit, like where patients like he's doing like new shit on patients, right? Just to test it out. But like a lot of patients like were dying, but it's like, all right, let me try this new thing. Like
Which is
do you think like a doctor like that should be punished like for testing out like new treatments, but without like actually telling people, but it's actually like doing
Yes.
like shit like in the background, like, oh, let me just try this new style out. I'm
Let me
But
try
then
this
like
kickflip.
people were actually dying in the process.
I think they should be able, I mean, it has to be like, if you're gonna be that type of doctor, I think there needs to be like a whatever the doctor or the neurosurgeon is trying to perform on the patient. It should be on the patient should know too. It should just be like, hey, like I'm gonna try this kickflip on their brain on like if it works
Yeah,
type shit, you know.
I think
It should be some knowledge, you know.
I think it
And
did
if they keep the secret, no, lock the ass up. You ain't
but I
no.
did I think it did came down to the point where they're actually telling like the patients like, okay, we're gonna do like this new treatment on you, and then you gotta sign this waiver, and then
Yeah.
the cop, I mean not the cop, but the doctor's like, all right, yeah, I can do this kickflip on your brain, like, because I think it
Yeah,
might work.
that's different. Then that's
That's
different
just a joke,
than
but you know
yeah.
what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. But no, that's because there was like this guy. He'd been in the news for years. I've been following the story until it just finally just ended like last year. This guy, he has like this disease where it's a terminal disease. I can't remember what it is, but basically like he's basically a vegetable from head to toe. And so the doctors, I can't remember what country it was. It might have been in Europe. They wanted to test out this experimental testing, this experiment of transferring the first human head to another body, brain and everything.
I
And
remember
he,
this one.
yeah, it went on for years, and the guy was down with it, but he bailed out like at like the last second, man. Right before midnight, he was like, "I'm done. I don't want to do it." Because I guess it kept like extending it and dragging out for so long. But they had told him like his chances of survival was like next to nothing. But he's like, "Well, I got nothing else to live for. Transfer my head. Like I don't care. Like I'm gonna die anyways from the terminal disease." But he backed out the last minute. He just like, "I don't want to do it." So I guess he's
Damn.
like, "I'd rather be a vegetable." So, but they let him know. They told him like, hey, "This is an experiment. We about to do like the first human head transfer in ever in human history, without magic." So,
Yeah,
without
that
magic.
reminds me of what's his name? Walt Disney, where he's in like a
Oh yeah,
cryo tank, right?
his ass is frozen,
Yeah,
supposedly.
he's frozen to like if they whenever they figure out the technology to bring him back to life. Is that wild? You think that's
Man, hell
possible?
yeah. He's like, what the hell was this black person doing in my Disney movie? You're gonna be pissed.
Yeah, like
Disney.
just put his like his
Oh, Disney is
sleeve into like a
wild.
new body, his hard drive. Everything
Yo,
like
what?
in his brain, like stored in a cloud.
Man, look, once we start making them stacks, it's a wrap, man. We can move past this body
Man,
shit.
ask the government how many stacks they got already.
Come on.
All
I think
right.
I believe these politicians got stacks. They just
You look at
they're
Biden,
old.
he probably got like the worst one.
He got the stack. He's like, I'm, as soon as I clock out, guess what? I'm gonna be the next president too. I'm gonna just be get put into a new body.
Yeah, they got some old crusty ass like alien in his body and shit. Don't even know how to walk or nothing, right? And then, that's crazy though. Meanwhile, like the real Biden's like in like a cryo tank, trying to get his cells back and shit.
It might be a clone Biden, a younger clone of Biden.
Yeah, I
So when
think
his old body dies,
the
pop
Biden now
in.
is a stunt double. You know how
He's so
Hitler, he had stunt doubles.
yeah,
What's his name?
body doubles and shit.
Korean guy, stunt doubles.
Oh, Kim Jong, yeah,
Yeah,
same
he got
thing.
stunt doubles. I think every like big politician leader has a stunt double, and I think Biden has like, I don't know,
He got
the
his own,
retarded one. They
the
could have
body
picked a
breaking
better
apart,
stunt
man.
double, you know?
That body breaking apart, man. Trump's body's on the break apart too. He was talking about earlier. He was like, "Yeah, I ran against Trump in World." No, Trump was talking about recently, like, "I ran against Obama, and then we were arguing about World War II." We're like, what the
Damn.
fuck? He breaking down,
Damn,
man.
they got him too.
His body collapsing too, man.
Yeah, he been gone. His body's gone. He got body snatch. What was that movie? Body Snatcher or whatever?
Body snatchers, yeah.
Yeah, his body's gone.
Invasion of the body snatchers, but yeah, now they about to go straight up. Was it carbon? Was it altered carbon?
Alter carbon? Yeah.
Yeah, they've been on that, man. Damn old people, and only people, and it makes sense. They can only afford it. Us poor people, we can't get that shit.
Yeah, poor people, we get like duplicates of like people that already exist.
Right.
So that's when you see your doppelgangers like running around in public. Like, hold on. It's like that movie, the creator movie, right?
Oh, the movie's dope, man.
Right. And then they show like them at like football events. Like you see like the people dressed up as the creator people. Mm-hmm. Right. And then this guy makes a TikTok, right? And he's saying like, hey, that's me. That's my clone. You look at him, he looks just like that black robot, like at a Titans game or whatever.
Oh, I think it's about the movie for a second, the actual movie, the creator. But you're talking about creator.
Yeah, in real life, where they're promoting the movie, and they had people that was dressed up as like the robots from the creator movie at football games, right?
Little hole in the head.
Yeah, they had the little hole in the head. Like I think it was like a Titan game or one of those games, but it was like a real football game that they were at, right? But then like a guy that was watching the show, he was looking at the black guy that was dressed up as the AI robot. Mm-hmm. He was saying like that's exactly me. He was like, that's his clone. Mm-hmm. And then he made the TikTok. He showed his picture of him. It looks just like him, right? Mm-hmm. And then you look at the AI bot in the video. It looks just like him. Yeah. So he's saying they cloned me. Like they're using my model.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think in the movie, the creator, they was using people's... I think the AI was using, like, deceased people's faces, I think, or something.
Right.
Or something, but yeah, they start building on
bodies. Or, like, people that sell their likeness. Like, let's say you're a celebrity, you're like, all right, let me just sell my likeness. But they're still alive. But then you can get, like, the likeness and then, like, recreate it into, like, a real bot.
Yeah. You ever saw that Black Mirror, the one with Salma Hayek? The one with the Netflix show? Like, Everyone Hates Joan?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It was just like, when she said, with the user agreement, she signed up to the user agreement and it was like, oh, we could use your likeness on this show.
Right.
Just like your life. Yeah, it's like, you don't even realize.
Yeah, like this all show these, like these social media apps, like, yeah, we could use your likeness, like whatever selfie you post, like we can just take your selfie and then like recreate it in whatever ad or whatever we want.
Yeah, that's what the Hollywood writer strike was going on. A lot of it was coming down because, like, they were trying to, like, Hollywood is trying to replace, like, background actors and actresses. They're trying to replace them with all AI. But they're talking about, like, they were trying to get, like, background actors and actresses to, like, hey, we will pay you, like, $300 to get your likeness, and then we'll use it for the rest of our life, right, no matter what.
I think Bruce Willis kinda, like, did that, right?
I think Bruce Willis, I started off as that. I know, like Matt. I think, but maybe because Bruce was, yeah, he's on a collapse, but he's this shit.
Yeah, he's already clocked out.
Yeah, he's wrapping up his life. So yeah, I can see that definitely with him. But it's like they're trying to like cut out the middleman in Hollywood instead of like paying background people. They just want to use their likeness, but pay everyone $300, which they could get a whole lot of miles out of that for like forever.
Yeah, like how many more movies could you make with Bruce Willis? A lot, right?
Man, that's why I'd be thinking when they'd be trying to do like the face, like not like the deep fake, but when they do like movie, well, it's kind of like this pretty much deep fake when they use like dead celebrities to like reprise their roles in other movies, but they've been dead, but they use like their likeness, like Paul Walker. Like, it's like,
oh shit,
they was always going in this direction anyway.
Yeah, but it did all started with a Tupac hologram.
That shit was scary. And he was breathing. You see his shoulders rising.
You see him like sweating and shit.
Man, yeah, a hologram sweating. Come on.
I was like, come on, man.
Scary.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
But I do see it like this, man. When it comes to AI and stuff, I do feel like us humans, we're not going to be around forever. So eventually they're going to inherit the Earth. They're going to be like our successors. So
yeah, I think like it's going to come down to where we're going to bend the knee to like an artificial intelligence.
We didn't give up so much rights already, shit.
And then, like, the whole kicker of it, like, at the end, they'd be like, you guys were always controlled by artificial intelligence the whole time.
Was that meme? Like, it was always us with that the gun in the back
like,
of the
head. We was already out here. Like, you guys are the one that created the religion for us. Like, you know how, like, you worship somebody? So you create all these stories?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, we didn't tell you to make any story about this, right? So they just started making up stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's fake, but religion is. Yeah, no. I think we can all agree, like in this room, like religion is very sketchy.
religion is religion.
It can but get, I'm not it shitting on religion at all. I'm just saying, there's it's not a straight line of like religion. Like you have to be careful.
I don't shit on the spirituality of religion, like the faith of it, but the construct and like the whole pay your tithes and all that shit.
How it's written out, it's scary because the part that's been written out like by man. Because if it's like true word of like God and all that stuff, right? I don't think all that stuff would have been written down.
Man, no doubt. That's just all like Wikipedia stuff to me. It's like it can be edited.
Right.
It has been edited.
The true way you can know is you have to feel for yourself. That was the only way.
In here.
And how do you do that? Patreon. Let's go. Right. There's a paywall. I'm just playing. I don't know. I gotta take a pee pee.
Alright.
Take a pee pee. Alright, and we're back. Alright, next story. Alright, so blood from people who lived to 100 years old shows a key difference. So, do you know anybody?
Like, people?
What's that?
Compared to like regular people? Like their blood is different from like regular people?
Yeah, to regular people that don't live to 100.
Okay.
So, like, there's, like, studies that show, like, people that actually live to 100, like, there is the differences, like in everything, their blood, how their body is and everything. There's this reason why they live up to, like, 100 years old.
Okay.
So, like, what they call them, centenarians, scientists were always interested in people that live, like, past 100 years old.
Yeah.
Like, my grandma, when she passed away, she was almost 100 years old. And I remember, like, my grandma's diet, it was crazy. Like, she was always like in like the monk monastery. Like after I guess her husband passed away, she was always in like she lived like in a temple pretty much the rest of her life. And she never got into another relationship or nothing. She was basically like tied down to like the temple life. And that was basically like her life. And then I remember when I was young, like my grandma, her diet, I don't know, like, what she eat actually, but there's one thing that I always saw her doing that nobody does, like, in real life. Like, or not real life, but, like, my mom or nothing, my dad doesn't do it. She would take, like, a tobacco leaf, like a pure tobacco leaf, right? And then she would put, like, this pink substance in it, and she would, like, wrap it, right? I don't know what it is, but then she'll chew it like a tobacco leaf. But it's like she put like this pink thing in it and then she wraps tobacco leaf and she chews it.
Yeah.
And she did that like for a long time. I was like, what is this?
And you never knew what the pink thing was?
I don't know what the pink thing is. Yeah, it's something weird. I think you could buy it like an Asian store, but I don't know what that pink stuff is. But she chews it like every day. And like every time like I saw her, I was like, I would smell it and I'd be like, I was like, what the hell is this shit? Like what's my grandma doing? But like she lived to like almost 100, and like she did like this thing like almost like every day. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like she was addicted to it or something. You know, Bob is saying it smells good. Yeah, it smells good. But
what do you smell like?
I remember. I saw my mom. She tried to like copycat that, right? She tried to do it the same way my grandma did it. I think my mom was disgusted. Like she spit it out. She's like, I'll pew. She's like, that's nasty. I can't do stuff like that. Yeah.
The hell?
But yeah, like, I think like the reason why my grandma lived so long is because her diet was so like clean. I don't think she ate like a lot of stuff like with sugar. I think sugar is like probably like the main thing that kills people.
Man, straight up, man. Sugar will put you in a grave quick, bro. Get your limbs chopped off if you ain't careful. Shit.
Yeah. So, okay. So like this study shows like, like a lot of the people that live like up to like 100 years old, like a lot of it has to do with they had like lower levels like of like glucose, creatine, and uric acid. And this is the first time I actually see that. I just copy and paste this, but but yeah, a lot of it has them like they don't eat like a lot of sugar like that. Like they found like. That's why like the glucose like is really low and stuff. Like a lot of these old people, like they don't eat stuff like we eat, like fast food, fried food. They basically eat food like with no flavor, basically.
Yeah, that's how you do it. It sucks, but that's how you do it.
Don't eat food like if you're cooking it with like seed oils, like canola oil, vegetable oil. Don't eat oils like that. Like use oils like olive oil or like I think lard oil, that's what you we use.
Lard oil is
And
good.
yeah, and just avoid like seed oils.
Okay. Bob says she ate fruit with soup and with rice. No, sorry, say ate fruit and soup and with rice. Okay.
That's the Asian meal.
Fruit's a good substitute, man. If you ever get like a sugar, like you know, that craving, just eat it like a fucking apple.
That sounds like an Asian meal, like a fruit, soup, and rice. Right? Southeast Asia.
Asian diet.
Yeah.
Yes, man. You come
Yeah,
to
I thought I
America,
had
boy.
more information about this, like why they live up to 100 years old, but I actually don't have nothing.
I
My
don't know.
dad is.
This is black dude who lived to like I don't know if he's still around now, but I remember in Atlanta. Like he lived in Atlanta, and they talked about him on Living Alive News. He lived to like at least at the time of the news. I think he was like 111 or some shit. But his regimen all day was like, yeah, I wake up, eat my breakfast, go out, I smoke one cigar a day, and then like my one glass of like Jack or whatever, like one glass of whiskey. He been doing it for like 70 years.
Yeah, I think like a
Was
lot
there
of
some kind of magic to it? Like,
yeah, they were saying
what?
like a shot of whiskey a day or a shot of tequila a day help you live longer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
Don't tell that
we
to
should
my
do
girl.
anything to try to live longer, right?
Don't tell that to my girl. She gonna be excited to hear that. One shot of tequila a day. She no. She crushes tequila. She scares me. Like it's nothing.
Well, how do they make
She's
tequila?
watching
What
right
would
now
they
too.
use? Agave?
Aguave, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
She, we got big ass bottle of tequila downstairs right now. I'm scared.
Teremana. You know Teremana?
Teremana, was that?
That's the rocks tequila.
No, I've not had that.
Intriguing chat. Yeah, I guess you're about to take a tequila shot after the show,
Oh Lord, she at work right now.
We taking
She don't
tequila shots at work.
get off too late.
You got any other stories before we clock out for this first episode?
Da, 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 da. I do have one story that happened while we were gone too. We
Run it.
would have talked about this when we before if we didn't go on hiatus. It says the Marburg virus and other false rumors about today's emergency alert test. So remember back in early October when we had the emergency alert test, where everybody's phone went across across the country, just went off all at the same time.
Yeah, I remember
Well,
that.
of course, conspiracies went flying left and right off of that. And they were saying one conspiracy that was one big one was like people that were vaccinated, the signal would go off and it would trigger the
Oh
it would
God,
trigger
hold on,
the
hold on, hold on, hold on.
My God, just me on Twitch.
Hold on, Chris. Okay, we're back to normal.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. It was just me on the screen. I was like, oh, hi world.
My bad.
You good? That was like one of the big like so with the whole remember the whole emergency broadcast thing that went off that Biden had set up to go across everyone's phone at the same time?
Yeah, like you know what's crazy about that? Like I got like a lot of text messages from like people I know, like, hey, you know, like
Right?
just in case, like you know, there's gonna be like a warning, like an emergency warning, like this is gonna happen on this day. Be
Even
safe,
know,
you know.
I didn't even know about it till my mom texted me. She's like, just a heads up, guys, it's gonna be an emergency broadcast system. She's like, send me like
Almost like
like
they
a
know something that we don't know, but they knew
yeah,
before we knew it.
yeah. She sent me like a link from like Twitter about it. And I was like, all right. And then sure as shit, it went off. But the conspiracies that was going around was, man, but the number one I saw was like people were there vaccinated. The signal's gonna set off the vaccine in the body and like wipe out everybody. And I was like,
That's a bit strong. Yeah, that's too
I guess it's
much.
like, I guess like the vaccine combined with the frequency of the noise coming from the phone, it's like
Yeah.
ee! Kill everybody that got vaccinated. That was one. One was like the Marburg virus was gonna get triggered, which is like this virus from like somewhere in Africa. I want to say like Uganda or something. But it's like this virus originally came from like a green monkey and it spread throughout Africa at one point in time. But they were saying like people with the Marburg virus is gonna can die if they heard the signal. But one of the big things that happened, a lot of Amish people got outed because some people in the Amish community got cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones.
And they hide it in secret. They don't tell the people. Yeah. So when the shit went off, they were like, "Oh shit! What you got?
What the fuck? Your phone going bar? On? Like what the hell? Like
it exposed them. It's like,
yeah, they're like, I thought you were like the most holiness. Like you have an electronic device on you.
Oh my god, you have a Reddit account?
like what the hell is going on? Like,
yeah,
what is that device going on? So, yeah, they all got called out. I think like people in prison, like with cell phones.
Yeah,
they all got called out too.
Everybody got called out.
But yeah, the funny one, the network. Thank you,
network.
Dude.
Thank you for the bits, network. What's good, man?
Network is OG, man.
OG, man. Oh man.
That hard worker. I see you out there. I see what you're doing.
Hope you're doing good, man.
He's doing good shit. And
Jafar. Is Jafar? Is that an Amish name?
That's true. Jafar?
It's like Middle Eastern.
Yeah, but you know, like Pennsylvania, they're known to have like a lot of a huge Amish community out there.
Hey, it exposed them, man. The phones went off and it was like.
Yeah, I bet it chirped like a Nextel.
Yeah, but chirp.
Like, hey, Hawk Bar.
What are you doing, man? We thought you was one of us. You looking at
that? So, like when that happened, like, what exactly happened to, you know, that person that's in the Amish community? Like, if they caught with an electronic device, like, do they get kicked out of the club? Or, like, what if they get outed? What happens, do you think?
Get executed.
Damn.
I don't know. They probably get ass chewing. They probably get cussed out, I guess. Like, what are you doing? We trusted you. The hell? You supposed to be one of us. You watching.
What about those 10 barns I helped build for you guys?
You watching the.
In 10 days.
You watching porn on your phone. I knew it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do all that. Even the females. Like, you ever seen like that? I don't know if it's a documentary, but it was like a TV show. Where they had the Amish people, they would like sneak out of like the Amish paradise, and they would go like to the city, and then they would do like crazy shit in the city.
I've heard of this before.
It might have been like fake, but it shows them like catching like a taxi, like right when they like leave the village and shit.
Did they know how to do the taxi?
Yeah, they catch a taxi, and then they're like drinking for the first time. They're doing all this stuff that teenagers do for the first time.
Being human.
Being pregnant. Being human. Yeah, that's crazy.
Getting knocked up as soon as they go to New York. Going PCP.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. Doing, but yeah, that was another topic. I was like, yo, we definitely would have talked about that if we didn't go on a hiatus. The little signal going out. But yeah, exposed a bunch of Amish people. And actually, the guy that talked about the story was like this TikToker. He used to be a part of like the Amish community. Mm. He told a story about like how like, man, this shit exposed that community of like, come on, man, y'all know y'all watch Pornhub and got Facebook profiles and
yeah, they're not all holy and righteousness,
right?
But like, it's like the same thing like with what's that shit, Jehovah Witness?
Oh man, they crazy shit,
right? Like a lot of like the big people, like they claim to be like they're so good and stuff, but then they're doing actually like really dark shit.
Crazy shit, man. There's this dude I watch on on YouTube. He does like movie reviews, but he did a episode specifically talking about his life coming up as a Jehovah's Witness, and just talks about how he basically when he tells the story, it makes it seem like he escaped that world. Like weird shit, man. This is kind of like how his life was growing up.
Like that cult world, Jehovah's Witness cult.
Yeah, how he escaped it, and how his life was, how his family was. Basically, because like.
Yeah.
As soon as he starts creating his own YouTube channel, they kicked him out the community because they said when you get shunned out the Jehovah's Witness community, it's like bad. It is.
Yeah, it's like they separate you from your whole family too.
Yeah, it's almost like you get exiled. It's bad.
Yeah, yeah, that is crazy because they're like, all right, now you have no contact with your parents no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to do all that funny shit on YouTube.
You want to be normal.
Now, guess what? Your family can have no contact with you, and that reminds me of like Scientology. It's similar. Oh, like shit. That
Yeah.
Scientology is another made-up religion. And they picked out all the things that they found in, like, whatever Bible they found, like, that they like. And they're like, oh, all right, let's pick this, and then we're going to use it in our religion. And we're going to create a new religion.
Do what we want.
And then we're going to, like, capitalize on it.
And it's like, is that really religion? No.
Right, because if you think about it, like, on my exit alone, there's maybe like 5 churches that you pass through before you get to my house.
Man, for real, I've noticed that.
I was like, hey, hold on, like, what, like 2 of these churches can't hold the capacity of all these people just on this whole street?
Nope.
They need 5 churches, and then on the end, it's like a mega church.
Right. Wait, when you get to Utah, you'll see. If you ever get to come out here, you'll see. It's even crazier. You'd be like, oh, man, there's a church on every corner. Yep.
Holy shit.
Dude, not on every corner, but it's like some. They got one big ass one you can see from like a top of a hill. Like a massive one. But it's not like big as a mega church. Like the biggest mega church I've ever seen was in Colorado. That shit was. It was like the size of like. Damn, it got like a subdivision. It was big. Massive, man. You feel like almost like. Well, the thing's like maybe like 40,000 people or some shit in there.
Damn.
Crazy. And they all pay money. They all pay. Got ATM machines.
They like wireless headphones so they can hear the.
Because they're in the back. Because
they so far back. Yeah, they got a blood nose seat.
What is he saying? We pop this in. My Jesus AirPods. Got a little cross on it.
Oh, we got to donate now?
I guess. Let me get on my app. Because you know they got apps for that now, right?
Yeah. Automatic take out 10%. That's so stupid.
Like we ain't got enough bills to pay. Come on.
People think that shit's real? That's crazy.
I gotta pay bills. I gotta pay to get to heaven too? Shit.
Slow down, Jesus. Yeah, that's wild.
Bro.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Me too.
That was a good episode back, right? Yeah. We still gotta work out some kinks. But I think it went pretty smooth.
Yeah, we got this.
Well, we'll know tomorrow when I look at the video.
We'll see the final product.
Yeah, we'll know like when everything's edited.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. I think next week, we're going to be dressing up. I already got my costume.
See, I got to get mine. Probably get it this weekend. I don't know what I'm going to be yet.
Like, the person I'm dressing up as, nobody knows. But I bet you, in the world, nobody's dressing up as him. I think there's only going to be one person dressing up as him.
Will I guess it?
No, you won't. No, damn. Nobody will. I won't nobody. Even know if I looked at it.
It's like, if I didn't know, I wouldn't
it's
know.
It's like I dressed up as him, and I'm saying, like, oh, I identify as this guy.
I can't wait to see it, man. Are y'all doing anything for Halloween next week? You guys going out or anything? Or
no, we're just giving out candy.
Okay, yeah.
And doing the show.
As far as Utah even does anything for Halloween, this place is, like, hella religious. They probably, like, might shoot you on the street if you walk down and, like, dress up something. I don't know.
Damn, that's rough.
But I think we might go to a bar and dress up. I don't know.
That sounds fun.
That's my speed. Where's that at?
Get trash. Remember the graveyard? Bob says, I thought you said Ariana Grande.
Graveyard, I love that place.
Ariana Grande. Shut down.
Is that what you're going
to be? Huh?
Is that what you're going to be, Ariana Grande?
Bob?
No, you. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
I'm all...
I don't know why like that. All right, guys. Yeah. We'll catch you guys next week for the Halloween episode.
Yes,
peace out. Adios.
See you guys.